I'm a ranger, a New Belgium beer ranger. You can't see my uniform because we're on the radio, but you can bet I'm wearing it with pride. Wandering the land from coast to coast, bringing good beer to the masses, well, I can develop quite a thirst. Now we've crafted a beer with Simcoe, Chinook, and Cascade hops. The Ranger IPA. So bold and refreshing it can satisfy a ranger's thirst. Try a new Ranger IPA, and then head online to get in uniform at newbelgium.com. Employee owned, alternatively empowered, New Belgium Brewing. Follow your folly. Ours is beer.
We got rangers in position because we got a greater mission. Pour yourself an IPA, sit back and just listen. Turbine spinning with recycled energy. Low water use because waste is the enemy. Just spend some time in the hole.
With additional support from Kuat Rex and Patagonia. This is The Shorts, and you're listening to The Dirtbag Diaries.
America is a country where you can pull your car off the highway, fill up the tank with gas, and walk into a building where you can buy highly processed food, drinks, and possibly a wolf t-shirt, or a pleather NFL jacket, or a petrified alligator head, or a 64-ounce refillable travel mug, a Wall Drug bumper sticker, or a sleeveless Western shirt. I like that. Plenty of us spend our time seeking out great restaurants, getting dressed up and telling each other about the risotto here, the lobster bisque there, the must-have tomahawk steak. We sample the world's culture from our dinner tables, wiping our mouths with cloth napkins and signing the credit card slip for a single meal that will cost us 4 to 6 hours of work next week to pay off. I enjoy that stuff too. But to me, the American convenience store is one of the best things about road travel. Each store is a unique expression of local tastes, an effort to meet the needs and prey on the hunger and boredom of drivers and passengers. Every time you pull off one of our great highways and into the parking lot of a convenience store, you find a different answer to the question, do you think anyone would buy this shit? Yes, we will. And I have. I will buy your donuts, your crusty roller grill items, trashy clothing, miniature license plates with my friends' names on them, postcards from local attractions no one outside a 100-mile radius has heard of. If you have ugly sunglasses for $4.99, I am in the market.
I never said I was honest. I am true.
I'm a connoisseur of convenience stores. I have bicycled across the country, taking in a solid 2,000 to 3,000 calories a day from racks of cashews and potato chips, shelves of candy bars, soda coolers. I have made feasts of plastic triangles stuffed with egg salad, Snickers bars, chocolate milk, and quarts of Gatorade while sitting on the curb next to my bicycle, watching drivers pump gas and heat bounce off the highway asphalt. I get excited to pull off the highway anywhere to see what's inside, what foods have been coated with chemical preservatives and put into single-serving size packages, or packages that are 2.5 servings, but will be eaten in one serving, a plastic bag or box, rapidly emptying from its perch on my passenger seat. I am not proud of this, but not quite ashamed.
To all of your neighbors, be kind to all.
Every stop on a road trip is a chance for a convenience store to be the best ever, the one that tops every one I've ever been in. A place where I can't decide whether to drop $20 on a dream catcher or a bald eagle t-shirt, or buying out their stock of freshly baked bear claws. I have been to some incredible monuments to highway culture and cuisine, but never has one stuck out so much that I would recommend it to other people passing through the same area. I have been on the lookout my entire life, with no clear winner. Last summer, my friend Tommy and I detoured a climbing road trip to spend a week on the infamous granite of Tuolumne Meadows. I sent text messages to friends who had climbed in Tuolumne, telling them where we were headed for the week. What climb should we do? Where should we camp? All my friends texted back the same message. Go to the mobile.
I hope you find what you're looking for. Do you even know what that is anymore?
The mobile sits at the junction of U.S. Route 395 and Tioga Pass Road in Lee Vining, California, just east and down the hill from Tuolumne Meadows. It takes the convenience store and uplifts it to the level of art. A piece of art that serves incredible food and has its own culture. It is the Yankee Stadium among sports venues, and not just that, but a sold-out Yankee Stadium during Game 7 of the World Series. The best and the brightest, making every other place look like a dirt t-ball field with no bleachers in the middle of nowhere. Go to the Mobile. We did. Too many times in the span of less than a week. We found excuses daily to drive a half hour down Tioga Pass Road to the Mobile. Vacationers rolled out of RVs in shorts and polo shirts, hikers on their way to or from Yosemite, families stopping by for gas. We all stopped in, just in case there was one more thing inside that would fit in our car, backpack, or stomach.
We'll make all your dreams come true.
The Mobile is huge on the inside, with a seating area worthy of an urban restaurant, and more tables outside in the Northern California sunshine. It doesn't have a case of suspect fried items for sale, slowly getting crustier under heat lamps. It has an entire kitchen, and an entire kitchen staff. The coffee is even good. Not that normal watered-down crap that a gas station thinks you might not notice is terrible if it's served at 211 degrees Fahrenheit. I wanted to hug the cashier at the front entrance, but she seemed slightly less stoked about the place than I was. Which I understood. I mean, she got to go to the Mobile every day. Ask yourself, what is the best thing you've ever eaten at a convenience store? A passable slice of pizza? A donut that was actually cooked on the premises that day? Chicken strips less than 30 minutes out of the fryer at the Flying J? The menu at the Whoa Nelly Deli in the back of the Mobile includes herb-crusted grilled pork tenderloin, St. Louis-style baby back ribs, lobster taquitos, wild buffalo meatloaf. The line goes out the front door and spills out the sidewalk on weekdays at lunchtime. How many gas stations have reviews like this on Yelp.com? I wish the desserts weren't so expensive, but even at $7 to $8 each, we still got the cheesecake and chocolate cake. And without alcohol, I don't have any regrets paying $82 for lunch for two. Three of us had the filet mignon that was the special. It was paired with garlic mashed potatoes and a pile of fresh spaghetti squash. We topped the dinner off with a glass of the house cab, which was wonderful. I was completely blown away. I was standing above Machu Picchu, a lifelong golfer hitting a straight drive down the fairway at Augusta. I was shaking hands with the president. I heard the Mobile used to offer trapeze lessons not so long ago. This is not something you picture when you think about the characteristics that would make up the world's greatest convenience store. Clean restrooms, yes. Legit coffee, yes. Decent food, definitely. Trapeze lessons? Who built this place? Willy Wonka? Our last afternoon in Tuolumne, Tommy and I were sitting on the curb in front of the Tuolumne Meadows store, finishing our afternoon routine of ice cream and beer after climbing all morning, and chatting with a couple whose dog had made friends with us. The woman said, "Hey, if you guys are looking for some good live music, there's a bluegrass band playing at the Mobile tonight." Get the hell out of here. Live music at a gas station? This was too much. After coming to the Mobile for 3 days straight, I thought I understood its importance. What kind of a musical experience could a gas station offer? I imagined a handful of people standing around drinking beer, listening to their brother-in-law's band fool around on stage or whatever. But it wasn't like we had other plans. 300 people showed up that night to see that bluegrass band. Yosemite Park employees, locals, and tourists like us packed that lot behind the Mobile. You could order food if you didn't mind waiting in line for 45 minutes. Every picnic table was filled. Dozens of parked cars filled the shoulders of Tioga Pass Road. The band, the Trespassers, was legit. People danced. The band played a full set. I had arrived at the mecca of American convenience stores. I don't buy souvenirs from places I've been. When I'm really happy in a new place, I know that a shot glass, poster print, coffee mug, or whatever isn't going to mean as much when I get home. I try to take photographs and tell stories and hang on to my money instead. But the mobile. This was special. How could I not take a piece of this magical place with me? The t-shirt said nothing more than "The Mobile, Levining, California," with the Pegasus that is the mobile logo. Somehow in my mind, the Pegasus on the shirt was not the logo of the gas company, but the regal winged horse from Andy Warhol's million-dollar 1984 collaborative painting with Jean-Michel Basquiat. Surely the mobile at one point wondered if it would be worth it to print t-shirts with their logo on them. It's a convenience store next to one of the most famous national parks in America. Would the floor space be better utilized with a rack of Yosemite National Park shirts? Or would people actually buy t-shirts that said "The Mobile" on them? I would, and I did. Several weeks later, I wore it to dinner with my friend Steve in Seattle. As we sat down to split a pizza, I took off my jacket, and Steve, mid-sentence, interrupted whatever he was saying, pointed at the mobile logo on my t-shirt, and said, "That place is incredible, by the way." I said, "I know. It's so incredible, I bought this t-shirt." My name is Brendan Leonard, and this is my short.
Lady don't take no shit, insist on respect the sister, walk around like a womanish. She won't speak unless it's something worth saying, don't play the girl, take herself so serious.
When Brendan's not prospecting the trinkets of the nearest convenience store, he's writing for his blog, semirad.com. Music today by Typhoon, The Wedding Present, This Will Destroy You, and Lateryx. You can find the links and download the cuts at our website, dirtbagdiaries.com. Support for the show comes from New Belgium Brewing, who encourages you to follow your folly. They've been changing up their seasonals, and spring is no exception. Look for Dig Pale Ale at your local taproom or grocer. Visit newbelgium.com. You can locate the nearest place you can find the beers there. Kuat Racks, makers of a better bike rack, they also make this show possible. With aluminum construction, innovative design, and a lifetime warranty, they're creating racks with you, their fellow riders, in mind. Check out their full lineup at kuatracks.com. Support for the show also comes from the good people at Patagonia. Visit them online at patagonia.com. I'm Fitz Cahal, that was Brendan Leonard, and you've been listening to the Dirtbag Diaries. With a freakish hat that you can't quite see, but you can't quite know. And it lies in a gentle command of the night. Wherever you took my head, baby, send it home. Send it on home. I really think I lost my head, cause it's females on.